This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, after a long while, military bases are starting to ease COVID restrictions. Everyone agrees TSA agents deserve higher pay, just not how to get it for them. And the Pentagon is stepping up its use of white hat hackers. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. The Defense Department is beginning to see some of its bases easing COVID-19 restrictions. Federal News Network's Scott Massioni reports.
83% of military bases have lifted their coronavirus-based travel restrictions. It's a 15% improvement from last week and means that 190 of the military's 230 bases no longer have rules clamping down on service member travel. DoD started the travel restrictions last year as a means of slowing the spread of coronavirus. To lift the rules, bases must have a two-week declining trend in COVID-19 cases, have enough healthcare capacity to handle a surge in cases, and get approval from their military service. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
60% of TSA employees have their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and 40% are fully vaccinated. TSA says it's continuing to staff up for what it expects to be a busy travel season this summer. The agency says it hired 2,500 TSA officers since January. It's planning to hire 1,600 more in the next 8 weeks. TSA set a goal of hiring 6,000 TSOs for the summer travel season. There's bipartisan consensus transportation security officers are underpaid, but no agreement on how to best raise their salaries. More on that from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
Democrats say moving TSOs into the general schedule is the best way to pay them more. House Democrats have a bill that would move TSOs into the Title V personnel system. The move would give them full collective bargaining and due process rights, but Republicans say Congress should just set aside more funding for TSO salaries. TSA already has its own authorities to set pay, but it hasn't often used them. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
The Army will spend the next month on a major push to recruit new soldiers entirely online. The service says it'll hold hundreds of virtual career fairs that target 11 different hard-to-fill occupations. New enlistees who make a service commitment during one of the fairs will get a $2,000 bonus on top of any of the signing bonuses the Army already offers for their specialty. The head of the National Guard says he wants all guardsmen to have free health care coverage. Currently, guardsmen and reservists are eligible for the same medical coverage as active duty troops when they are activated for a month or more. However, when not on duty, guardsmen must pay for their own care. National Guard Chief General Daniel Hawkinson said his troops are doing the same work as active duty service members, but are treated differently when it comes to health care. The Pentagon has expanded its program of using external hackers to probe systems for cybersecurity vulnerability. Federal News Network's Tom Temin has the details.
The Bug Bounty and Vulnerability Disclosure Programs, launched in 2016, were confined to publicly facing defense websites. As of Tuesday, they cover all publicly accessible DoD information systems. That includes networks, radio communications, even industrial control systems. Officials say the limited program left too many vulnerabilities undiscovered. Cybercrime Center Chief Chris Johnson says,
if it is a system that they can get to basically from their home or from a public space, everything's pretty much in game.
But no jumping the fence at Fort Meade. I'm Tom Temin.
The Department of Homeland Security is ramping up cyber hires. We get more from Federal News Network's Jory Heckman.
We intend to execute the most significant hiring initiative that the Department of Homeland Security has undertaken in its history.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says that's the goal of the agency's cyber workforce sprint, which launches this week. He says the sprint will address recruitment with a focus on improving diversity, equity, and inclusion. It'll also look at building out the future pipeline for cyber talent. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
Contractors located in hub zones will get an extra 18 months before they have to recertify. The Small Business Administration finalized a rule that freezes the hub zone map through June 30th, 2023. By freezing the current hub zone designations, SBA can analyze new data from the 2020 census to determine which areas are underserved and provide notice to the small business community. Congress approved the suspension of changes to the current hub zone map through June 2023 in the 2018 Defense Authorization Bill. Agencies have about 8 months to develop equity action plans, and help is on the way. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us how.
The Office of Management and Budget takes the first step to gather information from public and private sector experts about how best to assess whether agency policies and actions equitably serve individuals and communities, particularly those that are currently and historically underserved. OMB released a request for information that seeks to gather suggestions for approaches and tools to measure equity in federal programs. OMB says it will consider the usability, applicability, and rigor of these ideas as it helps agencies conduct internal assessments. Responses to the RFI are due by July 6th. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The White House's Office of Science and Technology Policy launches AI.gov. It's a one-stop shop to look up the federal government's work on trustworthy artificial intelligence. The site provides information on policy documents and strategies, as well as news from agencies and federal advisory committees. The National AI Initiative Office, created by Congress earlier this year, is currently leading the administration's efforts on trustworthy AI and its impacts on the workforce. The Postal Service reaches a licensing deal with Nike to sell a line of USPS-inspired sneakers. USPS says Nike released images of the USPS-inspired shoes it planned to sell earlier this year without seeking permission from the agency. It's not the agency's first brush with fashion. USPS signed a deal with Forever 21 in 2019 to sell agency-branded t-shirts, tank tops, and hoodies. An Army official say they expect to finish a major expansion of Arlington National Cemetery by 2027. More on that from Federal News Network's Jared Serbu.
A pair of projects that would extend the cemetery's boundaries to the south would cost about $420 million. Congress has allocated about two-thirds of that amount so far. The Army says the southern expansion would add 37 acres of space, enough for about 80,000 burial plots. But cemetery officials say even with that added real estate, Arlington will run out of room again in the mid-2060s. Because of that, they're seeking new rules that would restrict who can be buried there. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast, subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our coronavirus resource page. I'm Eric White.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with two chews a day. Visit RadioBeats, BEETS.com, and save 15% with promo code DEAL.